Construction workers being held in Pakistan, apparently because he tried to sneak into Afghanistan in an effort to find and kill Osama bin Laden. With us on the KNX Newsline is Associated Press Correspondent Chris Brummett. He is in Islamabad. Chris, what do we know about this guy, apart from the fact that he had a lot of weapons on him and apparently he was on a mission?
He's a 52-year-old Californian construction worker. His name is Gary Brooks Faulkner. This is according to police, who arrested him late Sunday night in northern Pakistan in a forest not far from the Afghan border. Officers say that he told them he was on a mission to kill Osama bin Laden because he'd heard Osama bin Laden was living just across the border in Nuristan.
As I recall, there is a multi-million dollar bounty on Osama bin Laden, so obviously there certainly would be a great deal of incentive for anyone to try to find this person.
That's correct. Washington has offered a bounty of $25 million for information leading to his capture. But having said that, I think this is one of the first reported times, at least, that anyone has actually been arrested in Pakistan looking for Osama bin Laden.
And if there's,
and of course,
I was going to say, if there's a bounty on his head, if we want to get this guy as sort of this master criminal, if you will, the head of Al Qaeda, why would they arrest somebody who's actually trying to get him?
Well, he's a foreigner. He was carrying a pistol, which I think is a violation of Pakistani law. I imagine they have reasons to suspect what he was doing. I mean, basically, he was there as a tourist, presumably. So, I mean, if indeed he was as he said he was, perhaps they may well release him and send him back to America. But I think many governments wouldn't like armed foreigners roaming around looking for anyone, even if it is Osama bin Laden.
We'll find out much more, I'm sure, in the hours yet to come. Chris Brummett with the Associated Press reporting there live from Islamabad.
KNX News Time, 6:25.
Breaking news now on KNX 1070 News Radio and KNX 1070.com.
And right to Tommy Jackson in the Traffic Center.
Anaheim short.